necessarily stop some people from talking.
That's true. We're recording now. Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to inform you all.
Can we review the June board minutes?
Jesse sent you the pictures of...
He did.
For the likes.
The cut sheets for the likes. Yes, he did. Yes, thank you.
Hey, cool. How you doing? Good. You almost got enough. Here you go.
Agenda.
Second, Jerry Velasquez.
Second, any question?
I have one question. Where we have in the minutes public comments, parent teacher comments, general public comments, I know that there weren't any comments, but should we leave it blank or should we say none or?
I have another question here under personnel. Report where it says a motion was made by Reverend Moore to approve Principal L's performance measurements. It was actually the bonus for the measurements, for meeting the measurements.
Bonus for meeting the measurements.
Any other?
One thing, I wasn't here at the last board meeting, but I just wanted to thank the board on behalf of the entire staff for the signing bonuses that we received last month. Very helpful. Appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you.
Any other teacher comments? Parents? Okay. No other comments? General public?
Good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
summer program ended on Friday. A week ago, we had a trip to Dorney Park, and we took the family of the young man who's in AI, DuPont Hospital. Some staff members went over to the hospital, stayed at the hospital, and took the mom and family away on the trip with the other families. The second grade sibling is actually a student here, his sister's a student here. So she was already going, so we suggested to mom that she go and bring on. She has a couple of other kids as well, so took them away for the day. Our charter renewal, we had a conference call on Thursday. Ron was on the call with the state. So our charter applications is due on September 30th. So we'll be working over the summer on preparing the application. I did email before the meeting. I sent an email out to the board. So you have a copy of the PowerPoint from our phone conference. So you'll have all the information. You'll be able to follow the timeline for everything that we'll be doing and what we'll be needing from the school on board to prepare the report. The report, the application is streamlined. It's about one-third of the information required that was required of us 4 to 5 years ago. So it should be relatively painless process. When the summer program ends, it means we're getting ready for the next school year. So our teachers are gearing up for professional development. We have a team of teachers who will be in Philadelphia for math professional development at the end of the month. And all of our teachers will be back here August 14th for a week of professional development. And our students will begin their first day of school here on Monday, August the 21st. We have two paraprofessional vacancies that we're trying to fill, and we have one teacher vacancy that we interviewed a teacher, and I'm just negotiating right now with the teacher in terms of just the responsibilities of the position, whether they is something that they'll be able to handle. And then we'll just have those two para positions we need to, that'll be third grade and kindergarten for the para professional positions. They normally aren't challenging to be able to fill because they don't require certification. So we try to knock out those positions that require certifications first. We start every year without having any teaching vacancies. We like to try to remain consistent with that.
What grade is the vacancy?
Fifth grade.
What subject?
It's a fifth grade math position right now, but I'm flexible because the teacher who teaches ELA has taught math and ELA. So if we interviewed a teacher we felt was stronger for that grade and they wanted to teach ELA, that teacher could move to math. But right now it's a math position.
Let me ask you this, Principal.
Yes, sir.
You said the starting day for the kids?
The day, August 21st.
21st.
Yes, sir. Rob was in the full throttle on the summer cleaning. Third floor is done. The hardwood floors on the third floor have now been refinished. Mr. Till sold his floors and said he doesn't think he wanted less students in his room this year on his floor. lockers have been painted on the third floor. Second floor stripping and waxing has begun on the second floor. Jesse did talk to me about asking the board about the possibility of having the lockers painted on the second floor. We haven't had them painted in a few years. They tried to clean them, but it's a lot of permanent mark and ink and other things, paint from the art room that are on the lockers. So I asked him to get an estimate for us of what it would cost, and then I can send that over to operations. We'll take a look at it. So look, I'm thinking ballpark's gonna be around 5,000 or so, but we'll see what the painters say.
This is to paint the outside doors.
Yes, sir, and all the lockers.
$5,000.
Yeah,
a lot of paint.
It's a lot of lockers. Remember that second floor goes from the third. Yeah. It goes from the third floor wing all the way down to it goes from Thatcher to Locust, then all the way on that wing. Oh, so it's like wing. This kindergarten. So
it's an L shape, right?
Well, that's right. It's no lockers on that wing. So it's basically just that long hallway.
Okay.
It's that long hallway. And that's my estimate. I'm not a locker painter, but my thoughts are that it probably should be in there, hopefully to be a little less. But
okay. 26.
No. That's the lights. So the new central panel has been installed, fire panel upstairs in the front And in the basement, we have a new main fire panel, so that'll all be there for inspection. All of the fire alarm and strobes have all been replaced throughout the school. The building management system for the boiler and chiller has all been complete, so that's been installed as well. So we can check that off. That's all done. Speaking of lights, Jesse is requesting one more proposal on the lights, so that way we'll have three proposals on the lighting work before we make a decision on that. And I think that's it. We're just continuing our enrollment process. I think in kindergarten we're up to around 70 kindergartners or so. And we've admitted close to 10 new students who are non-kindergarten. So we're moving along in that process as well.
In reference to the charter process from the board, we'd like to have Ms. Vera, myself,
Vera, Jerry, and who? Okay.
And I think I know the answer to this question, but just so I'm absolutely sure.
Yes.
So when we look at this and it says 740 students enrolled, that was really last school year.
Yes.
Okay, so this is July.
You want to update that
starting
for moving forward?
Got
you.
Yep.
I got you. Sorry, I didn't do that this time.
That's okay. Well, kind of when you do July, we're really expecting it to end in June 30th.
Right.
So I guess what would be proper is the one in
August
would actually reflect
yes, ma'am.
The next school year. That'd
be very helpful. Thank you. Yes,
ma'am. We'll be done. I just got one question, Principal L. For the school report. So going back to the first item, the summer program for the students, do we have any, like, measurable results that came out of that program?
We don't, because the program is open to all of our students, so it's not just our struggling students. We have students who come to the program who do very well. We have students who come to the program that are seeking admission in the private schools. So we do some assessment on them. We will have data on, because we do some instruction in the morning. The issue for us is the large number of students that need to be there don't attend.
So when we say for students who needed additional support and enrichment,
so that's support and enrichment.
Right.
So there are students there who really need it, but I mean, ideally, if the students that we targeted attended, we would need more classrooms than we use, pretty much.
So I don't know. Is that a fair question that I'm asking? Maybe that's the question. Is it anything that we could measure, either because we checked them out, either we had a baseline day one and a result on July 13th? I mean, I don't know. Does that exist? Doesn't exist? Or
it doesn't exist, but I'm sure the teachers have. So the issue for us is we test the kids so much during the school year is that we try to move away from the over-assessment and let the students come and really enjoy the summer program. But it is instructional, and it is a challenging program, during the AM. But you have students that don't, because it's a summer program, you have some of the attendance a lot different. So some of the data could be skewed, but I could try to extrapolate some of that from the teachers in terms of the assessment to see how they felt this student progressed throughout the summer.
Thank you.
And maybe that's something that we look at. Maybe something that's painless, but maybe some baseline data we can grab at the beginning and look. It's 4 weeks, but there's still time to really measure. There's still enough room to really measure. There might be some slight improvement. The idea for us, the purpose of the program is to prevent students from actually sliding behind. So it's almost like a summer loss prevention program, because
right.
Most students, if they're not engaged in a summer program, they end up starting a year a little bit behind where they were. So it's not really for an acceleration. Now, for our enrichment students, we see, because they get a chance to visit other schools. We have students that are at Wilmington Charter right now for my summer program. But we could look at doing something like that, okay. Based on that.
Thank you.
And along those lines, I think it would be very, very helpful if you could do maybe a debrief with the teacher so that we could have some type of understanding of how it was this year. And I would also suggest that we think about looking at some type of a measurement for our students that also participate in our after-school program. And just reading the tea leaves in the paper last week of what the budget is at, how the budget is unfurling and what the state is going to do, I think we're really going to have to justify. I think some of our funding is going to be cut, so I think we're going to have to look at what is the most value for our buck, so we can start to put together that type of information that will allow us to do a really good cost analysis and benefit analysis.
I agree.
I had a question on...
So with 21st century, so we have, that's mandated through 21st century. So I guess they're looking for some accountability.
Okay, so if you could share that with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, so don't mark it off.
I had a question on summer school.
Yes, sir.
In terms of, you still do the assigning, you know, you have to, students who are assigned, they're, okay.
Where we are strongly recommend
that
you
come strongly
to summer
recommend
school.
That you come to summer
yeah,
school,
we
otherwise
still
you
have that,
that
yeah.
And it works for some, it works. It works, but
that's
we have some that. If my kid got to get up, that means I got to get up in the summer.
Yeah.
And
they don't come every day.
Yeah,
it's a really, they come some days. It depends on what they're doing in the afternoon for them to come in the morning.
So we go out, pick kids up. We do whatever we can to get them here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do use that. You remember that tactic?
I remember. Yeah. I drove to.
If your child doesn't come, they won't be in the next grade.
That's right.
As well, room 129, they're doing some construction there. Is there a leak in there? What happens?
Is that Wynn's room? Yeah, we're actually, they're actually repainting the room.
Mm-hmm.
So when they repainted the room, Jesse noticed that the wall needed, the drywall wasn't up to snuff. So he went in to try to repair the drywall and saw that there was some moisture in the wall when he repaired it. So he wants to have somebody come and look at it just to make sure before he repairs the wall,
okay.
He won't have to go back in and have moisture. He wants to make sure there's no more moisture in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that came from them trying to repair the wall and just want to make sure it's safe. So I told him once he talks, so I think he wants, after our meeting last month, we had discussed, I think, any potential leaks in the roof as well. So I talked to Jesse about that. He said there are none. But he is going to bring the roofers in to make sure that that's not a roof-related issue in that room. So I just told him
so
that.
So what's this right here?
This is from, I think, the pipes up.
That's from the condensation from the AC.
From air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have some up in pipes.
And I just told him just to check in with operations once he gets that. Once he gets that.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the principal's report, principal's school report, or school report, sorry.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
At your financial update for June, you can see that we ended the year very strong with $534,000 profit variance. We were discussing prior, we did try to use up some of the variance by doing things this year. Instead of waiting for next year, and we still ended up very good. We do have the auditors coming in next week to audit the 2016-17 school year. Trial balance is due this week. Peggy is coming in on Peggy with Haggerty, and Haggerty is coming in to do the testing starting on Tuesday. so we're getting all the schedules and everything together for her. And then I did update the budget with all of the revised salary figures. So this is the new, or the final budget, so I didn't know if we're going to approve this at this meeting.
So, Pat, what's the main change, those salaries that we got? That's the only change, right?
Is that a separate handout? Oh, okay. You have an extra?
Yeah.
You have an extra.
So, I'm looking at the budget.
Originally, it was like 100-something, and after we did the salaries for admin, that's when it came down. So, what, like 20,000?
Budgeted for this
next year's
budget?
Yeah, just because you have to, it has to be able to be completed, and it just wasn't enough time.
So, just as a recap, we finished the year 500,000 in the black. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other figure, the 3.9, so when she did the budget this time last year, We finished favorable by 390,000.
And is that all because of Title I? Because of Title I money? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Development and travel and things like that. A lot of the charter school conference hotel expenses were put to that because we had to pay for that through Title II. And since we knew that we were going to have a surplus to, you know, try to use those funds, because if we don't use them by a certain time, we lose them.
You mean surplus in the Title II
fund? Both. In the Title II funds and the overall budget funds.
Okay. And that's the same for supplies and materials?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we tried to do as much purchasing this year as we could for things that we knew that we would need, so that to try to use up some of the surplus so that next year, you know, if it's not a good year, at least that's some savings.
So just to add a little bit of clarity, it seems like we got a pretty big boost from the Title I.
Right, because we had to, I don't know if you remember, but with the Title I funds, as you use the income, you get the income. So it's kind of like an offset. So they wanted us to use more of the funds because they didn't want us to have a lot of funds at the end of the year. So they gave us other and things that we could use it for that aren't traditionally allowed.
Okay.
example?
Usually, well, we could use it, we used it on computers.
But doesn't it all have to be directed back to a certain, like, special ed or something like that? Can it just be across, be used across for anything?
No, have a criteria of things that you can use it for, and you cannot go outside.
So you have to still stay within that range. So they didn't broaden that, is what you're saying?
Well, they broadened it so that we could use some additional funds for a period of time. And they said, okay, you can use it for computers, so that you could use some of this money.
Okay, gotcha. So moved.
Second. Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passed. Is there a motion to accept the revised FY18 budget?
Motion to accept the 2017-2018 budget in overall.
Second. Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
So I kind of passed around our current look at our financials. So the one thing I'll point out is we got very good board participation at the charter conference. The one main expense in June was, and these expenses will still be coming in, but we had seven board members go to the charter conference, I believe. So we had a very good participation there, and because it was local, we got some benefit of it not being very expensive, since most folks just drove their cars down there. After this month, you know, I kind of collapsed last year, but I figured it'd be worth taking a look at the kind of the entire year. As you can see, we've been building a bit of reserve since we paid off the work that was done. We haven't done anything major since then. So, you know, if we're going to consider doing something else, you know, whatever the next major thing is, you know, we have just about replenished a good bit of the hit we had took. We started the year off, you know, probably about 40% under where we are now. So, you know, we're in a decent position. I know we got the playground coming up, and there's some other things that we might need to participate in as the board. And while we're certainly not where we were necessarily want to be if we had our way, we're in a decent spot.
Is your motion to accept?
Motion to accept. Report is filed.
Second. Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
And then, secondly, you know, when we get together, together for our retreat. You know, one of the things we should try to do for just a short period of time is just talk about, you know, some of our fundraising goals and set a light goal and something we will want to accomplish between 2016-2017. Spent some time talking to Mr. Wayne Cooper when we were in D.C., and I'm going to draft him because he really has a brand new design. I'm going to draft him to really help me drive this, but I'd like us to just put together some high-level thoughts and goals, you know, nothing, you know, it doesn't have to be anything nailed down, but we should start getting our juices flowing. And then I have some thoughts and some notes that I have, some pretty decent information from the conference that, you know, I'd be happy to share. And we should probably, what I'll commit to doing is, Vera, draft you as well. Well, you know, three of us maybe can meet and put together some high-level thoughts.
Are we thinking about a dollar goal, or
it could be whatever? You know, I really think that we could talk. It could be, you know, a dollar goal. It could be an initiative goal. You know, it could be, you know, we want to do X, or the goal could be we want to have a plan. The goal could be we want to do a Christmas card campaign. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to dollars. It can absolutely be dollars, but it can absolutely be initiative goals. You know, we had the Leadership Day this year. You know, where people came and kind of put their name in. A goal could simply be the next Leadership Day that we're going to accomplish something specific. You know, maybe we have a specific number of guests come ourselves, you know, or maybe we write the people who came last year. You know, all open for kind of discussion.
Stealing from the charter school conference again, I know one school, they talk about the gala. Personnel or somebody come speak, individuals, and they have their own tables, and you just kind of fund it, or you know, have the funds, and say it's $1,000 a table, whatever it's going to be. And, I guess it would be similar to what the YMCA does.
Yeah.
But we do that for full time sessions.
And that's what one of the sessions I want was called, like, the Beyond the Big Sale, right? And it's more of a comprehensive strategy of things like that, where you're involving, number one. So I think the leadership thing was right on point, because it said get as many people to your school as possible. So host an open night, you know, have a, you know, honor somebody or what have you. And then get to thinking about us personally, you know. A lot of us are involved in other boards, or involved in church, or we have contacts. You know, one thing I'll bring as an example is they say don't leave it open ended to give people options. And I got a pretty, from Salesiana, I got a card that kind of came to me, and it's like, here's, you know, here's what you've kind of done in the past. Here's some of the things we're doing. By the way, here's some of our suggestions of what you could do to help. And this could do this, and this could do that. And we got the Nativity School, and it's inner city kids. And it was really cool, and it gives you, it kind of got you a little bit, you know, excited and realized for a very small amount, you can make a significant impact. Mm-hmm. So another thing they said was to concentrate on you're better off getting 50 people who give $50 because it's more sustainable than getting one person that gives $20,000, you know. So focusing kind of on the quantity so you can kind of set up something repetitive. And then, you know, it was very interesting. They gave different examples. They said they have one high donor that they said always the board president and head of school should personally sign. And this guy in Cleveland said they have one high donor that smudges, when he gets a letter, he like smudges to see if it's ink or if it's a print off. Or it's like, if I'm gonna take the time to write a check, someone should take the time to sign my letter. So it's just those very interesting things like that. So yeah, we should start talking around that. So the folks that I drafted, maybe we can meet first and just come up with a few ideas. That is it, Mr. President.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Curriculum?
No report.
Personnel committee?
No report.
Picking up some time.
All right. Operations committee?
I don't really have.
There we go.
Jerry said.
All my time, no.
Put that down, record it.
Everybody just grab one real quick. How's that? We're gonna keep this moving. How's that? Just wanted to give an update on the lighting. As we all clearly heard, Principal said the just come up with another contractor. These are the what's being handed out as the quotes that we received from the first two. Last month I reported on the Walker proposal, okay, and did have a couple of back and forths and the like with him to try to see why we had such a varied difference in the numbers, but it was just it was what it was. Asked him to sharpen his pencil, and it couldn't happen, so he has gracefully bowed out, you know, when I told him that we were really looking for some more savings than the numbers that we had in front of us. So we're back to Delco Electric, okay? Principal has advised me today that there may be another contractor. So at this point in time, these are the numbers that we have, and attached behind that are the direct quotes in case anybody had any questions about looking at apples to apples, oranges to oranges, okay? They paired together. So I don't see any issues other than Walker & Son is now out, and depending upon this other vendor that he gets, it looks like Delco Electric might be the firm to go with on unless they can exceed these numbers. Okay?
And Jerry shared this point with us, which I think is worth us making a point of, is the fact that Delco,
right,
has been with us for quite some time.
They've been doing a lot of repair work here at the school.
It's not, I was questioning whether or not they might have been suggesting trying to inject inferior materials and what have you to have been such a massive difference in the cost, you know, 30,500 versus 51,875 bucks. That's a massive difference there. But I'm convinced, just with my conversation with Jerry, that Walker just cannot meet it.
Great contractor, but you know, high overhead. Okay. All right. So that's kind of the only update that I wanted to give us regarding the light. So as soon as we get an advice from Jesse as to whether there is going to be another contractor, That would be the recommendation going forward, okay? So if we could just wait on another one, I don't know.
Now, I hope that was going to happen over the summer.
What's that?
The lights.
Mm-hmm.
We can still get it.
So he said he's got a bid. Said he's got another bid coming, and he doesn't think they're going to be able to beat Del Colo.
It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah,
it shouldn't take that long to execute the work. It could be done before school starts.
Close
the
parking lot down, or parking here.
And they're a big company, so I'm sure that they can order stuff right away.
And it's only 5 pole lights in the parking lot, and the rest of the lights are attached to the building, so it really wouldn't impact school operations per se. Okay? So we'll just, that's kind of where we are right now. Just wanted to give everybody an update. The roof again. I think we're waiting on leaks, and then the only other thing is, Principal L, are we moving forward this year with the ID system?
Yeah, no no definitive on the ID system yet, so we're looking at the ID system and if there are any cheaper alternatives.
Okay.
And then we'll have a decision by when school starts.
Okay.
Fire alarm, we already touched
on. Right. Yeah, the fire alarm is behind us, and so is the ATC system, or automatic temperature control, or building automation system. That is now behind us, is work that's been done.
I guess
Yeah, but okay.
Not to exceed.
Actually, you know what? We don't even need that.
Yeah. It can be based on a quote when it comes in. So.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Let's just hunt that quote down. Okay?
Yep. Sounds good. Anything else from building operations?
And so the only thing I want us all to be focused on, this is going to be the last year of our bus contract, right? Mm-hmm. So that, remember, as we go into next year, we've got to start thinking about what's going to be coming up with the upcoming bus contract and bidding them. I think this is that one more year.
But it has options.
Right?
1 year options.
I thought it was two and then two.
And two 1 year options.
I think. You can
verify. Okay. I thought maybe this was it, but maybe I'm mistaken. Okay.
1 year options.
Okay. And Ron, and for the sake of time, that's all I have, unless there's any other questions to the Operations Committee or anything special you guys need us to look into.
Move to accept.
Second. We'll probably move to second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carries. Executive, any updates on the playground?
Equipment that I've looked at, I haven't really totally been satisfied with. I did go see one playground be constructed in New Jersey. They use a model where they use some community contractors to assist to cut the cost. We might not necessarily use that model, but the design and equipment I saw, I thought would be more appropriate. What I've been seeing commercially, I don't think our students would really be involved in, but our students would really be attracted to, but this system I saw was more for urban students. So I think I want to try to pursue some negotiations with this company. So I'll definitely, over the next week or two, be able to send you some communication.
Okay. Can you bring the operations committee in when they're talking?
I will do. So if I meet with them, I'll contact you first so that you'll be available to attend the meeting as well.
I'm thinking swings and slides and now have an urban component.
Well, here's the thing, Greg. A lot of what they're making now has it's a lot of engineering and things that they don't make slides and swings anymore. Now it's a lot of things you crawl on and all kind of like. Cause they have like a carousel now for kids to exercise where the kids they exercise by turning other kids, which I thought is a good exercise. It's something to be good for our students. But some of these designs are unbelievable, some of the things that they design. It's just whether our students would be attracted. They're good concepts, but it just depends on the environment. I think our students are looking for more of the sliding board and the swings. Most of these systems, they don't build them like that anymore. They're not simplistic like that. They're very complicated.
Crawl through tubes and all that kind of stuff.
Because you're looking for a seesaw too, right?
Okay. So I remember the carousel where you push the other kids. I mean, we had that when I was little. I'm sure it's a lot more sophisticated now. Probably has cranks and all that.
Right.
You just grabbed on and helped it drag you halfway around. It was fine. But I think the other thing that we also need to be conscious of is that we also don't want to attract usage by people other than our students.
That's my thinking is that a lot of these designs are very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would almost, somebody ride by, I think it's a carnival going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it to be very low key, very modest what we do. Fun, but I don't want it to be too eccentric where people say, well, what is that over there? So
like come in with your screwdriver and start taking it apart.
And it will be gated, right?
Oh, yeah. It's gated now. It's locked. It's gated and locked now. But it's just...
It's not caged.
Right. Exactly.
It's fenced in. Okay.
Well, it'll be... it's a few feet in the ground.
The other thing that we wanted to mention is we like to have a board retreat on August 5th.
Saturdays in August are hard.
So, Mr. Cashwell's going to end at noon, right?
Yeah,
my wife's birthday, but I make the case that ends at noon. Got the rest of the day.
What you say?
That's my wife's birthday.
But oh,
I say, ends at noon.
Okay.
The Paramount, you know.
The party line.
Who was it going to do nothing for breakfast?
I don't know. I'm going away from my birthday. So I'm not going to. I'm giving you that look because I know what I was saying.
You handle your business and serve the community.
No, that's not what I was saying.
All right. So that's a requirement from the retreat.
Oh, the retreat's a requirement for the I mean, I know we like to do it anyway. I don't know what stuff. So, Mr. Pinker, do you have can't think of her
alternative?
Name. Can't think of her name, but is it the same? Yeah. She's doing the retreat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've already spoken with her. I will try to secure a location, but we're chatting first.
And when you say board and staff, I understand what you mean by board, but what do you mean by staff?
Principal, deans, vice principal, CFO. So your top leadership.
Yeah, it should be whoever, mm-hmm. You know, as we talk more and more about leadership, I want to make sure that the board has a good understanding. Like, it should be whoever is considered the leadership team. Should be invited, whether that's one of the three or four people that we use this year or not. We should invite the full leadership team.
Recognizing that the full leadership team goes down to leaders of the various grades, or are we talking about the administrative
not that.
Team?
Administrative team.
And as far as location is concerned, have we asked the city to? Or would you consider that, like, their workshop room? Or
oh.
No?
We're due to do something.
We don't want to be in the back room of no city building.
No.
On a Saturday?
Well, and Parks and Rec has an excellent.
I was
trying to go cheap and try to find somewhere.
Yeah,
stairs.
We've already. Any other issues for?
Second, Jerry.
Second, any question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. We've already touched base in reference to new business and open discussion on the charter school renewal. And the board with the
wellness policy.
Oh.
Potentially bring liability to us if we do not fulfill all of the requirements of this. So I would like to make a motion that we table this until the next meeting.
Sure.
Is this something that's required?
Yeah, and is it a deadline as to when it needs to be, when does that need to be approved by Ms. Wanda?
It just needs to be, it's a part of the application for
the charter renewal?
And they dictate all of this verbiage?
Yes. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make, and this is from actually from DOE, they're trying to cut out like a lot of the unhealthy snacks, put additional physical requirements, and they want to step up to be a healthier school altogether. Like parents will bring in cakes for birthdays for the kids. They don't want that to happen anymore. They suggest like fruit, watermelon, stuff like that, because they're saying that if you have 25 kids in a class and you're going to have 25 times that you do cake and everything, that could be a little much.
Okay, and first of all, how are they going to produce it? Secondly, how are they going to enforce it? And third of all, how are you going to tell somebody what they can produce?
I'm just preventing.
But I understand, but what they are asking us to do is to sign on to this. And can we in good conscience, you know, I'd like to hear back from the school, you know, what we truly do believe we can,
well, we
actually do for this, and whether this is realistic. Because quite frankly, if we need to go back to the DOE and say, listen, we understand you'd like for us to do this, but
this is merely suggestions. So they, if a parent insists on bringing in a cake, then you can't stop them from bringing in a cake. They just want it to be more dialogue, more, you know. Put it out there, other suggestions, other ideas, because even if you have 10 people bringing in cakes rather than 25, that's better. So.
Then this is not a problem.
Well, I was going to read, I think it's a good idea for us to read this, because the other thing is I'm reading it through it very quickly. Are we going to be able to comply with all of this stuff? Like, I just want to look at one that's very simple, having to do with just water. Okay, you know, are we set up to be able to, you know, to have water available wherever the kids eat, and or have a policy that kids will be able to bring bottled water to school? I mean, is that something that we want to advocate and we're okay with? I mean, just as one example.
Yeah, well, they really want the kids to start drinking more. I understand.
But I think going back to what Vera's saying, I think we ought to just read this, allow us an opportunity to all reread it and just make sure, you know, sometimes when you put together a plan, you want to make sure it's a plan you can implement and not a plan that's going to choke you, if that makes sense. Okay, guys? So you want to make sure you don't overwhelm yourself with a document that sounds good but might be hard to execute.
Ms. Weiner, has all the suggested committee people been contacted?
Somewhat.
So you want that list, Cooper?
What's a question mark by your name?
What we will do is table this and give us the opportunity to read it in a little more depth, mm-hmm. and we will place that under the curriculum.
Okay, Cooper.
Send them to us so that we could try to get
those answers for the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Anything else?
Staff wellness.
Motion to adjourn,
Neil Brown.
So
moved.
Hey.
Move to second. Any questions?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any objections? Motion carried.
Thank you, guys. See everybody in August, August 14, right? Thank you, sir.
More importantly, stay on
for me?
Yeah, he'll help me with this if he has to.
Oh, okay. Cool. I was about to say another.
I'm going to let that.